Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Ayin Gimel, the last Daf of the sixth parak of Masechta Pesachim. The topics we will learn about include: first, the Gemara explains the Chiddush in the Mishnah that one who shechs the Korban Pesach on Shabbos for people who are ineligible to eat it is chayav for violating Shabbos. Given that one can only be chayav for Chilas Shabbos if the act was somewhat constructive, the Gemara tries to find what the constructive element was in each case of our Mishnah where we say a person is chayav for violating Shabbos. The Gemara then discusses whether a korban that can no longer be used for its originally intended purpose loses its status as that type of korban, or requires specific designation as a different korban. Some key terms and concepts we discussed in today's daf include mekalkel b'chabur pater. Although everybody agrees that generally speaking, one is pater for doing malachas in a destructive way, there is a machlokes whether this exemption applies to the isser of making a wound. Boyakira. It must be uprooted, which means its designation changes from Pesach to Shlamim only at the time of Shechita, if he specifically has in mind that he's shechting it l'shem Shlamim, and until then, it remains designated a Pesach. Or, loy bayakir, it need not be uprooted, which means at the moment it is no longer fit to be brought as a Pesach, it automatically becomes designated Shlamim. Ashem shenitik l'riya. When a korban asham is no longer needed, for example, the owner died or fulfilled his obligation with another animal, we are required to let the animal graze until it develops a mum, at which point it is sold, and the money is used for korbanas oila to be brought as kayitz ha-mizbeach, dessert for the mizbeach, so that it not be idle when there are no other korbanas. Ibur tzura. When a korban has a psulei begufay, an inherent psul in the korban itself, such as shaloi lishma, pigol, noiser, tamei, Yaitzei, Shloi Lemnuyev, it is burned right away. Yisarf miyad. If it is Mishum Davar Acher, an external cause, such as a carbon shlamim that is pasul, on account of it being offered after the Tamit Shal Ben Arbayim, or a Psul Bedam, a Bebailim pasul, we may not burn it immediately, but must wait some time before burning it, according to Rashi, until the next day when it becomes nicer. Nirev and Nitcha refers to something that was once fit for a particular purpose and then became unfit. This is considered to be even more unfit than something that was never fit for the purpose in the first place.